About friends, thanks, we've mate. Got another one, JoJo,
yay!
Who is in on the in the studio right now.
Wow.
What's
now,
happening, man?
What's happened? Welcome to Dubai, bro.
I cannot believe I'm in Dubai. Yeah. Every time I wake up, I'm in shock. I'm sitting because I've talked to Chris for so long. I live in LA. Obviously, I work on Kiss FM. If anybody knows LA radio, that's my job. I do the night show over there.
Hold on, he does the night show in LA.
If you go to stars, right?
Yeah, if you go to LA, you turn on Kiss and turn it on at night. And JoJo's on there, and you are legendary when it comes to radio. Not only in LA, but around the world. A lot of people go to JoJo to see how he's been doing it and how he does it so well. Mm-hmm. Honored to have you here in the studio. Now, Redfest EXP, we're a night away. Tomorrow night, it's all happening. You guys have been flown over as well to come out here and check out what we're doing. You've caught up with a few. We just played Jonas Blue, who I know is not right now locked in for Redfest, but that song, what about this Jonas Blue story?
I found this kind of crazy that the song... Jonas Blue hit me up on Twitter DM, and he says, "Dude, I was listening to an interview when I wrote that song. Well, I never thought it twice about it." He says, "It was when I was talking to Jack and Jack on one of my interviews, and I don't recall what part of the interview that he wrote it about." But Jonas, wherever you are, I'm hoping to get him in and chat about this. But he wrote it based on a conversation I had with Jack and Jack
he
on
wrote
the air.
This song,
wow,
yes,
Rise. On an interview that you did with Jack and Jack, who he did the song with.
That's what he told me.
That's very cool.
That's really cool.
Isn't that crazy? And I, for the life of me, I can't think of what we said that inspired this. But apparently, according to him, that's
wow.
Little things like that happen. Weird stuff happens to me. Probably to you guys too, I guess. Mm. I don't know, but
yeah. But I mean, with you guys obviously based in LA, you're there where a lot of the stars actually live. G-Eazy's coming for Redfest. Have you caught up with him yet?
Quite a few times. I just took a photo with him. We have a jingle ball in LA, our holiday show and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
And of course, I'm super short and he's super tall, so the photo looks awesome. But last time he came in town, a couple of times ago, he's always in and out. He's from the Bay Area, which is San Francisco, a little north of LA. But he came in. He was shopping for a house, and now his mom is just buying him all kind of stuff for his house and whatnot. So
his mom is.
He was shopping for a house with his mom. So he's
that
got.
Is since so that he's, cute.
Yeah, since we had the conversation, he's got the house now, and I guess everything's doing great. But he's come in. I had Halsey in once, a couple of times, and she wrote the song without me.
Yeah.
I said, "Is that song about G?" She's like, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I thought you guys were back together." And she's like, "Yo, we're fine. He was in my pool this morning." So I'm like, "All right, I thought I broke some news." And 2 days later, she dumped him again. So I don't know what he did.
Do you know what happened? we don't know what happened between those two.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Should we ask him when we talk to him? What do you think?
I'm sure that would be perfect. Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Day. Straight out.
Just judging by the news in the past, I don't think it's a good idea.
Might not be the time and the place for it at Redfest.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking of doing, because they had a really bad breakup and as far, what we'll do, we'll get a bucket, we'll put all different pieces of paper in there, and we've got 10 questions there. We're going to pick one.
All the 10 questions.
All the 10 questions are the same, and then he'll pick it and he'll have to do it.
He's seeing someone new now. He's seeing a Victoria's Secret model.
Of course.
Poor guy.
I know.
Poor
guy. Hard life.
Oh, millionaire and seeing a Victoria's Secret model. What a hard
goodness
life.
Goodness.
JoJo on the radio. He's on Kiss in LA every single night. Can you hang out with us? Because there's an obsession that our very own Pretty Malik has.
We all know.
And you could be the link here that we require.
Without a doubt. I know all where right. you're going with this. Without a doubt.
All right. Cool. Talking about G-Eazy, teaming up with Charlie Puth. I like this. Sober 916 on Virgin Radio.